I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lou, we had a young lad.
A young buck.
Who brought a sort of quite a, I mean, it's a sort of, I would say that students of the sort of posh universities drink. That's what it felt like to me. That sort of expensive rosé, basically.
Yeah, do you know what I did? It wasn't until after the record that somebody told me that particular rosé that we were drinking, the Merveilleux, is actually produce of Brad and Angelina. It's their juice.
Never knew that.
I know, that's how posh he is. He can bring Brad and Angelina's juice, or jus, as they say in France.
I wonder if that's true, though, Lou. I wonder if someone's winding you up.
Oh.
Maybe. He was great fun. Josh Berry.
Josh Berry.
And all the voices he can do.
Yeah, Josh Berry. Josh Berry.
Josh so talented. Berry. Such a young man.
I know, we were like dirty old aunties, weren't we?
I know, felt like that, poor love. He couldn't wait to leave. Anyway, let's have a listen.
Josh Berry, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, listen to that voice.
Look, that voice.
Do the advert voice that you were doing before. Hello.
This is like every family Christmas at my other half. This is great. I like the atmosphere that we have already.
Yeah. I thought you meant like they're always going, do the voice.
Yeah.
Do the voice. Yeah, but actually you mean all our old relatives.
Yeah.
I've inadvertently agreed with you there,
which
I was hoping not to have done.
Yeah,
but
well,
I did.
You have. So, do you know what? If you could just go, hi, ladies, thanks for having me on Spit or Swallow, but like in a really sort of deep, basically what we want from this is the noise of women's knickers dropping around the country to your creamy chocolate voice.
Sliding off. You don't want them just dropping.
I'd love erotic voiceovers work to really flow in after this. That
okay.
would be great.
Right.
So what am I saying? Hi, ladies. Thanks for what?
Do you know what? Don't worry about it.
Spit or Swallow. No, go on. Hi, ladies. Thanks for listening to Spit or Swallow. I'm Josh Berry.
I always feel, I can try, but I think it'll, you know, if you try to be sexy, it never is, is it?
Do
but,
it.
Okay.
Well, that was Lou being sexy.
Oh, God. Hi, ladies. Thanks for having me on. You're listening to Spit or Swallow, and I'm Josh Berry.
Oh,
That was very cringe. I don't think that wasn't sexy.
Do you know what? I disagree.
I feel as though we're bombarding the poor lad with just our frustrations at the moment,
it's
Lou.
It's bad, isn't it? Am I allowed to ask how old you are, Josh? I seem to always ask.
She's still on it. I'm so sorry, Josh.
No. I'm 24.
Oh, shit. I feel really inappropriate.
Josh Berry, comedian, impressionist, impersonator. Mm. What, is that the correct title for you?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think artist is safer just because it covers everything that, you know.
Artist is what you probably do on the drop-down menu when you're filling something in.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Creative.
No, I don't know. I'm whatever you think I am,
You're a funny lad. I've watched you and you're very funny and very talented.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Your choice of vino this evening,
yeah.
It was quite a mission to actually find it, Josh. The fact that it was so hard to find it, I thought, this boy's really posh, isn't he? He's really posh. He's 24 and he's drinking really expensive fucking European posh wine.
You know, but as soon as you've heard me speak, I've really just shattered that illusion to pieces, which is...
Well, not really. What was it you said about my cock-shaped corkscrew? It's standard university corkscrew in a really posh bottle of wine, just to prove a point that, listen, it might have cost me £19, but I can lower the standards by pulling my cock plug out. And I'm
pulling your cock out of the wine.
I've already started mine.
Have
I mean,
you?
I know that goes against it. Yeah, I did. I just,
yeah,
I was really happy with your choice. Basically, well, why don't you tell everyone what your choice is, Josh?
Yeah. So every white girl's favorite, a Miravel. My girlfriend kind of dictates what wine I like. I just sort of copy her. I don't really have any tastes as far as
I have any opinions.
You're not allowed anymore. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
Over 2 years now.
Right, that's it. That's the time, isn't it, Sally?
It's quite a girl's wine, isn't it? I know that's really stereotyping. Yeah, there's no reason, but a lovely dry rosé, which I love. I absolutely love.
You were really
so
excited,
happy,
weren't you?
Oh, as soon as I was told what wine it was, I went, finally, somebody's chosen.
Has no one picked this before?
No, you're a first. Yeah, you're the first rosé as well.
Yes, you are, actually.
We're getting into the summer, aren't we?
Cheers, guys.
Yes, we are. Cheers, cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. I didn't know whether to have ice in mine, but you've got ice in yours.
Yeah, I've really gone all out in terms of, you know.
Really, do you know what it was? The bottle is so posh because I don't think we've had a bottle that looks like this, and it's got a very deep punt. It's
always it has.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Aesthetically, it's really pleasing before you've even drunk the wine.
Mine's got a little rose on the front of it as well, you know, etched into the glass.
That's
it's really lovely.
Where did you get yours from?
I got it from Tesco's.
Let me see your bottle, please.
That lovely French island. There's a little sort of flower etched in there.
Oh, mine's the genuine one, Sally.
Yeah, so's mine. Hate to be
Where did you get yours from, Josh?
I got it from Majestic Wines.
Yes, thank you. Cheers. It's really fruity, isn't it?
Do you know lots about wine?
Oh,
I don't.
Oh,
you do? Okay.
We drink it.
I mean, it is a wine podcast.
We do. Yeah. We claim to know loads about wine, but we often get caught out. I do love a very pale rosé, and I was so, I mean, if you'd have gone from a sweet one, I would have done it because it's the rules of the show. I would have bought it, but I wouldn't have been happy.
You would have thought less of me, and that's okay.
Yes,
we would have judged you a lot.
Yes,
I mean, I've already clearly judged you.
I think I've been judged quite heavily.
I was going to say that. Judged you because I've said you're a posh boy with expensive taste, but now we know it's the woman in your life. It's nothing to do with you, and you just do as you're
told. Yeah, no, I'm not posh at all. I'm a working class hero, as anyone.
Working class hero. Where are you from, Josh? Where were you raised?
I'm from Reading.
Are you?
David Brent. Ricky Gervais. Yeah, Ricky Gervais.
Home
land.
Counties and all that bollocks.
Yeah.
And all that bollocks. Is that how it's known?
It's only because I'm from the Home Counties as well, and it sounds really posh, but then you meet scum like Josh and me, and then you go,
exactly.
The Home Counties isn't posh, is it? It's just normal people drinking wine that they're forced to drink, in Josh's case, because he's got a persuasive lady.
You got all that sentence out, Lou. I was quite impressed.
I didn't breathe, could I? I didn't breathe in that.
You looked exhausted as well at the end of it.
I know. Josh, you're 24. Sorry. I like to... Yeah, you are. You're young. You're drinking wine. You're at the early learning stage of drinking, really, aren't you? You're sort of like... You're not haggard and wine wretched like me and Sally.
He has been a student, though.
Well,
can you tell me what that means? What does wine wretched
look
mean?
At us,
what?
Josh. Look at us. That's it.
Basically, we're going to be sharing a liver soon.
Yes. We're
gout
gonna,
will kick in.
Yeah, we're setting up a Lou's Patreon just so that we could pay kidney dialysis. But what was your first alcoholic beverage that you ever had in the whole wide world, please, Josh?
Oh, man. You know what? I think it was probably really boringly beer. I think I had at a sixth form party.
Not boring.
But I was really lame. I used to play that good old working class sport that is tennis a lot growing up. And I would take it so seriously that really it was just social anxiety that I wouldn't drink, but I was, you know, cause I didn't want to be part of that lifestyle, but I would say, oh, I've got a tennis tournament in 2 weeks. So there's no way I can go to a sixth form party and, you know, drink. So I didn't do it until quite late on. I didn't do it until I was probably upper sixth, but yeah, beer, which is boring, isn't it?
No,
it's not particularly interesting.
It's good training drink though, isn't it? It is. What sort of beer was it? Was it Foster's or pissy beer like that? Or what was it?
Yeah, I think it was. Or maybe Heineken or something. Mm. I can't remember exactly what it was. But yeah, I remember having four and feeling, you know, really like I was like, oh, I'm breaking the law. I was breaking the law, I suppose. Is it breaking the law?
Well, how old were you?
Sixth. Yeah, no, it's under 18, isn't it?
Yeah, 17. Yeah, I was breaking the bloody
Josh,
law. Yeah.
But was Josh breaking the law or was the person that served you breaking the law? Wow. I don't know. There's a
Sally.
Question.
God, you're so deep.
I really am, aren't I?
Yeah, you
can
really
do yoga.
Are. Yeah. When you was it like because you drank some really awful beers and that, was it that helped you to develop other personalities in the form of your voice work?
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that.
But I think people always. I remember like one of the first times I did Edinburgh, like agents and people stuff being like, you know, you could create a backstory, and you know, the reason that you do impressions is because of this, and it's never that neat.
Oh,
it's I don't know. I think you just sort of do them. I think anyone who does impressions has kind of done them from a super young age. I always remember being quite. Do you have this a lot with comedians on this show? I think I was always quite silly and. Always enjoyed playing up to people and, you know, doing voices and characters and stuff.
Attention-seeking, Josh.
Yeah, attention-seeking. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, just getting, yeah, exactly. But also, were you doing the teachers and things and making your schoolmates
laugh
and you were nailing their voices probably really well, weren't you, I would imagine?
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, that's completely useless. There's no commercial teacher in, you know, Will Mitchell, geography teacher. But yeah, no, I did an impression of my geography teacher and I remember he absolutely hated it and that was really amusing.
Can you do
I've never
it now?
Had that reaction.
Do it now. Do
yeah,
the geography
but, I mean,
teacher.
I mean, he spoke like that, like Will Mitchell. It's like, you don't know him. No one on the podcast knows him, but it's dead on.
All right,
and,
okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Did you go to the same school?
Yeah, I did actually. It was actually me. I was your teacher. Yeah. Great, yeah. It's fascinating, isn't it? All like the vocal stuff. All like
I did Stuart Lee, actually. That sounds like.
Don't know what that was either.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favourite person to do? I bet you get asked this all the fucking time, don't you? Sorry.
I don't know. No, I like, it's quite fun. I think I get bored of doing people quite quickly. So, I mean, I always...
For a long time, enjoyed doing James Acaster. Fair play. Because James is, he's got a great voice, man. And I love it.
But I don't know. I think it probably, a lot of them are people I really like, I really enjoy. Like Louis Theroux, I love. I love watching Louis' documentaries. And, you know, I love the way that Louis talks, you know. It's that sort of really quite sort of specific way of sort of slightly transatlantic thing going on.
Mm.
And it's, you know, for me, that's just a sort of a way of appreciating Louis and sort of bringing him to life. Not on the screen. Mm. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Where's Josh gone? Where's
I don't
Josh
know.
Gone?
It's one of his multiple personalities. He's fucked off.
Yes.
And
oh,
now he's
been...
coming. But all these people that are in his bedroom right now all seem to really enjoy the same wine.
Lou's going to do an impression.
I
can feel it. I know.
Yeah.
I could feel it.
Could you see me?
Everyone's
she
got
was,
one.
Yeah.
I could see it in her eyes. Yeah. She was like, he's going to finish soon. And then
yeah,
I can
yeah,
do
then
I can
do
see
my
it.
Impression.
Yeah. James Acaster. Yeah.
But what about, oh, no, Lou. Oh, what are you talking about? Oh, don't be stupid.
That's your mum.
That's my mum, yeah.
Yeah.
That might have been a few generations before my time, I fear.
What, my mum? I hope she was.
And that was actually your mum.
Yes,
mother.
It was.
I thought it was a TV character.
And also, my mum blends into Zippy. Oh, no. Oh, Josh, what are you doing? Ah.
No, Josh, we've opened her.
Oh,
well,
I also used to do, here we go. I used to do, well, I don't really know. And you won't know who that is. Well, I don't really know.
That rings a bell.
Yeah, you won't know who that was. Oh, well, maybe not.
No. And then there's the other one. Ooh, Biddy.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone did that. That was like Janet Brown, Faith Brown.
Oh,
who was the impressionist back then?
Yeah.
Mike Yarwood. We're talking our youth now, Josh.
Of course I know Mike Yarwood is a legend.
And what about, was it Faith? It was Janet Brown, wasn't it?
Faith Brown.
Faith Brown?
Yeah, I went to see her with your godfather, Roger DeCourcy.
Nookie Bear.
Nookie Bear. And Cannon and Ball and loads of people. Anyway, went to see them in Blackpool. Stayed in a B&B, had a pube in my breakfast. But that's by the by. And she...
Was it Faith's?
Yes, it probably was. She came on stage like doing her Margaret Thatcher impression because that's the one that everybody... Oh, hello, Josh. Nice to meet you. It's almost like Margaret's risen from the dead.
Quite good.
Thank you.
She's got quite a good voice. I can do some accents. Yeah. Honestly.
Oh, my God. What do you want me to do?
Oh, no. This wasn't a... Go on then. Do an accent. Go on.
Have you got any contemporary ones?
What? Contemporary? Yeah. What, you mean accents?
Contemporary accents.
Sorry, I thought you were doing contemporary impression.
Yeah, I can do a contemporary impression.
She could do Milton Keynes. Yeah. That's a new city.
Yeah. Just roundabouts. I do impressions of roundabouts. I know this is not about me, Josh, but you've set me off now. I've got a contemporary impression for you.
Here we go.
Are you ready? Mm. Oh, Adelou. Oh.
I know who that is.
Who was that?
That's my niece.
She said Auntie Lou.
Yeah, that's my niece.
Sorry.
This is rubbish, Lou. Okay. I mean, this is terrible.
Imagine if me and Josh were in the same house at Christmas. Oh, what a riot we would have with your family.
Josh stuck there with you. Another one, Josh. Another one.
The thing is, though, sort of when I'm asked to do them, I don't enjoy it so much. Around my mum's, I do them all the time. And like, when I remember learning Hugh Grant and... just constantly like cooking and being like, oh, fuck, shit, gosh, crikey. Just endlessly. And she hated it by the end. Mm. I mean, she's just, because I would just answer her, you know, what time is it? Goodness. Well, in the words of A.A. Gill, 4:15, fuck. You know, and she grew very tired of it very quickly.
I think I probably would as well.
Yeah, I think, yeah. What about your girlfriend? Does she enjoy your impressions?
No, she's not funny.
In the bedroom.
Do you do these? You must.
I don't think anyone wants to sort of hear.
Oh, I'd love it if Hugh Grant was doing me. I'd put a blindfold on and go, oh God, I've got the same bloke knobbing me every day, but do the voice of Hugh Grant. Fucking boom, I'll be away. No?
Knobbing.
I appear to have penetrated you. Shit. Sorry.
You penetrated me in the shit. Oh, Jesus. I don't do that. I might be calling, but I don't do that, Josh.
It is a sticky wicket that we found ourselves in. Shit.
Have you got some drunk stories then, Josh?
Yeah, I've been drunk before, that's for sure.
Yeah, but
there are stories about it.
Yes, that's what we want.
At the time I was probably the most drunk in my life.
Yes.
Start with that one and we'll decide if we want more.
Look at us leaning in, Josh. We're leaning in.
I was a second year university student. I had an initiation thing for the Bullingdon Club. No, it wasn't.
Oh, you were at Oxford?
Yes, for my
sins, mate.
At the uni or the poly? It's not poly anymore, Brooks.
I was at the uni.
I told you it was fucking posh. Anyway, go on.
All of a sudden, I'm changing my whole attitude. Yeah. Oh, you were at the university, were you, Josh? All right.
Oh, God, no.
No, it's fine.
This is why I don't like saying it.
No, it's fine. Do you know what, Josh? I grew up in Oxford, so we're sort of town and gown here, aren't we?
Okay. Can't we all be friends?
Yeah, of course we can.
I went to drama school in Oxford, so you know we're all Oxford, aren't we?
We're linked. Yeah. We're linked. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go on with your
story. You should be really proud of yourself for getting into Oxford, Josh. That's incredible. Well done. Right, tell us. You were in your second year getting hammered.
It just got to a level where I just couldn't really sort of see. And I got on my bike to leave this initiation. I think it was about 9:00.
What was the initiation?
It was a tennis initiation.
And what did you have to do? Did you have to fire tennis balls out your ass or anything like that?
Although I suppose quite telling of your internet history. We had to drink like cider from can like tennis ball tubes in the rain, which was like it was pretty odd. Just lots of enforced drinking. And I remember getting on my bike to leave and like just totally sort of fell off in a sort of like onto the road. And I went and bought like a load of food. And I remember like my housemates at the time were all sort of, you know, very quietly and very civilized manner, just eating dinner at 9 o'clock. And I came in and like fell on the table, just completely like just fell face planted onto the table. And I think they all decided to leave very shortly after that. And I was just vomiting for the next 3 hours, which actually, I mean, as I've retold that, that's actually quite a boring story.
It's not boring,
I mean, it's fairly
but
predictable.
But also it's quite, I mean, it ends well, really. The fact that you were vomiting for 3 hours, so you got it all out of your system. I bet. So what would you have been, sort of 19 then, roughly?
Yeah.
19, 20.
Yeah.
So you probably just got up the next day without like no hangover as well, I bet, didn't you?
What you won't like me saying, the hangovers are so much, you know, the ripe old age of 24, they are so much worse than
Christ.
They were, you know, back in the day.
This is why we've done this podcast, because we just have to keep drinking.
Is this prick?
We just have to keep drinking, Josh.
No, we love you.
Yeah, no, yes, exactly. But you'll get to the stage where you go, shall I just roll myself down a hill and forget about this, or shall I just plough on through and drink another bottle? And you'll get to that stage, Josh, and you'll just plough on through.
And you'll embrace it.
I think I was at that stage in lockdown one. I don't know if you... I was drinking so much in lockdown one.
And we've been drinking in three lockdowns. I mean, I nearly moved on to the smack, if I'm honest.
Just nearly.
Let's get through it somehow.
Yeah.
There'll be more. You're only 24. There'll be loads more. What we'll do is we'll get you on this podcast annually and we'll catch up.
Annually.
On
the,
yeah.
So just so we can... So on your just after your birthday each year, so we can hear.
The problem is, I mean, like, you know, there's like a whole year and a bit of my life where I could have been doing silly things drunk that would have been hilarious, that just haven't happened.
Do you know what, though? Do you know what I mean? That's great, because unlike Sally and I that are, as I said, wretched boozers, you've gone against it and you've gone, no, I don't want to be like all the others. I want to go home and practice my funny voices, and that's fair enough. I think that's absolutely
I'm worried
fair
that we're
enough.
Pushing you into alcohol as well now. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you sounded really quite sad then as well. I thought, oh no.
Yeah, no,
don't worry.
This, if anything, this is what you should aspire not to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's always a really interesting thing, isn't it? Right, like how much should you drink to maximize your happiness?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Because I've been drinking a lot less recently and feel generally happier.
Oh,
I think
that's great.
Have you guys found that? Or do you find that genuinely like drinking makes you feel happier?
We don't know because we've just been recording these. So, and our happiness is based on whether we like the drink that we are drinking. So, you know.
We're either doing a podcast or we're finding the drink to do the podcast with. Are there impressions you do when you're drunk, for example, that you don't normally do? Or
that's a good question. I just think they all get a bit worse. They all get, except maybe Dara O'Brien, that one, because Dara O'Brien, as I do him, is just sort of sounds. It's just sort of, you know, and you know, you can be at any state of sobriety, not sober, and be able to do that one pretty well. But I used to drink quite a lot when I started doing stand-up, and I would watch myself back and be like, oh my God, all those impressions are shite. Like,
oh, really?
What are you doing? Yeah, so now I don't drink before I go on.
Okay, so you did James Acaster earlier and Louis Theroux. Yeah. For example, yeah. What would they sound like if they were drunk?
Like, I think Louis there are little traps you can get into with Louis where, like, you can sort of go a bit too like that, which isn't, he's, you know, Louis's a bit more sort of into the nose, but, you know, people might sort of, I've seen impressionists do Louis sort of a bit like that, you know, and he's not like that. He's, you know, it's much more sort of like that, with, you know, in the nose and seriously enunciated, but also quite soft at the same time.
He also sounds a little bit like Jimmy Carr as well. There's that fine line of like a little bit Louis, a little bit Jimmy, a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, can you not hear it? I just think,
yeah, you know, because Jimmy Carr's, you know, sort of got that similar quite nasal thing going on, you know, like that.
Yes, actually.
But Louis's a bit lower in the throat, you know?
Louis's a bit lower. How can you teach me to do a voice?
Oh.
So you pull it back a bit from Kermit the Frog and just sort of
pull it back
make
a bit,
it a bit more
from Kermit the Frog.
She's like that.
Yeah, it's sort of
like that. Is it there?
You sound like Steve Coogan doing Michael Caine a bit.
Oh, well, that's exactly what I was going for.
It really hurts. Do you have to have a lot of lozenges because of your throat?
I tend to do people in my range, more or less. I think I've got quite a high, I'm sort of middle range, but on the higher side for a man, I would
say. Do you think so?
Say.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, then maybe not. What do you think?
Well, I don't really know. I've not really thought about it, really.
I've got no ear, honestly. You know when people go, there's no such thing as tone deaf. And I go, you want me to prove that there is a thing?
Oh, there is, yeah.
I've been in a room with Sally when she's tried to sing.
People go to me, you know when people go sing this note and they press a note on a piano and I go,
no.
I mean, it sounds nice, I can hear it, but I cannot replicate it at all. They'll go like that and I'll go, oh, and they'll go, what are you doing? Like, I'm completely off. So that's, I can't remember why I told
you. Where were your favourite haunts to go to then in Oxford? So you must have had, like, your favourite pubs.
Turf Tavern.
Oh, I used to love the Turf Tavern because they used to do egg and bacon baps in a shed in the yard. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, King's Arms.
It's quite nice. I think I kind of discovered a bit more of it, to be honest, having graduated and then going back, because I was quite boring and spent a lot of time in the library like a loser.
You're not boring, Josh. That's great. Look at you.
Oh. Come on, Louis.
I
bet you got a first.
No, I didn't. I didn't get a first.
Gutted all of that time. I know. What?
You could have been shit faced.
I should have just got a 59.5 and got that bumped up.
Did you? What did you get? What did you study? I should ask.
I studied philosophy and theology.
Blimey, he's well clever.
Because there's no jobs in there.
Well, there's no jobs for anyone at the moment, Josh. So you just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll just keep drinking. Fucking hell.
That sounds great.
That's a pack.
No, there are loads of nice places to drink. I love, absolutely, White Rabbit is great, and the pizza they do there. I cannot big that up enough.
Are you a cocktail man?
Does gin and tonic count?
No, okay.
There's a Frankie Boyle joke. I think it's Frankie Boyle where he says that someone, an English guy that he knew of, walked into a bar in Glasgow and he was like, oh, can I have a gin and tonic? And the barman looks at him and he was like, we don't do cocktails. So if that is a cocktail,
it can
then
be
that.
A cocktail then. It's nice, a gin and tonic. Do you like a specific gin, or are you just what your girlfriend tells you?
Yeah, probably that. I mean, I'm a big fan of Hendrix at the moment. I like that a lot. What sort of tonic do you? I'm an elderflower fever tree kind of guy. I've been following Joe Wicks a lot. I really like Joe Wicks a lot. Yeah. And that's what I think he drinks a lot of Fever Tree.
I had a massive row with my mate about Fever Tree extremely pissed in a pub quiz, actually. And I got thrown out of the pub because I whistled at the barman. Oi, Phil, get me another drink. And I was asked to leave. But anyway, that's by the by. And his name was Bill, and that's what he was annoyed about. But anyway, get over it, Lou.
Not the whistle. Whistle's fine.
Yeah, whistle. No, he was furious that I had.
Men are owed a few wolf whistles.
Yeah, but he was furious. Who's whistling? Anyway, the point was, I did not want to pay Fever Tree prices. with my gin. I'd want a gin and tonic. I want tonic water. I don't want to piss about with my tonic water, thank you. I equally don't want to pay £58,000 for a tonic that you could just put a lemon in. Thank you.
Was that your side of the argument?
Yes, it was. And you can see I lost, obviously, and thrown out of the pub, so I didn't have my gin and tonic anyway.
Well, it was the proprietor you were answering, you were arguing with, wasn't it?
In the middle of the pub quiz.
It was their decision.
Where was this bar?
This was a bar in Staffordshire. They do a thing in the bars around that area that so if you're barred from one pub, you're barred from them all.
And what decade are you living in?
I know. And then there's 32 pubs in the area, so that was unfortunate. But I wasn't living
here.
Actually,
it sounds more like the East End of London. That sort of philosophy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Didn't want to pay.
You fucking barred, mate.
Yeah. Get out of my pub. See, Babs. R.I.P. But. Yeah, all because I didn't want to pay.
That was Barbara Windsor, by the way, Josh. Sorry.
I didn't know that.
You did know that.
Thanks, Josh. I took you on a journey there, didn't I? Get out of my pub! See? It's seamless. It also sounds like my
mum. Can you do the mixtures?
I think you could get to the final round of Britain's Got Talent with that, probably.
Oh, Josh, will you coach me?
Have you done BGT?
Oh,
you'd be brilliant on that, Josh. If you were like at your absolute lowest, on the street, you've got no money, and somebody went, "Do you want to go on Britain's Got Talent?" Yeah. Would you then?
And then you've got no 20 quid to pay for a mirror val, and you're like, "Fuck."
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd probably sell my organs, to be honest.
Well, we'll have them. We'll have them.
Yeah, we need them. You're
young. Yeah.
And then
I meant my sexual organs.
Oh, we'll have them as well. Lou will use it as a corkscrew.
Yeah. Do you know what? If we did have Josh's organs, do you think that thing would happen then when we had your liver and kidneys? We would take on your abilities. You know, some people don't like cheese, and then they got somebody else's lung, and now they like cheese. Maybe.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
They don't get lungs.
Well,
liver's more, isn't it?
Liver and all of that.
You take on the person that you can take on the personality of the person who's ought. Did you not know that?
Oh my God!
Yeah, but what if you got? What if you got the bad things? Like you got my crippling anxiety with the lungs.
Oh, we both got that anyway, so that's fine.
Is there a drink you can't touch anymore?
Absolutely, there is, and that drink is Sambuca. As a fresher. I think I had it on my first night of Freshers Week and I was like, oh my God, this is my drink. I love it. And then I bought like a whole massive, you know, like liter thing of it the next day because I was like, oh, I'm going to pre on this. This is a great idea as a stupid 18-year-old. It was like a proper one you like get in a bar with like a little nozzle thing. Ooh. And I was, you know, very liberally serving it round to my friends and everything that, you know, the people that you met 2 days ago, but are now your closest friends. And
we are with you now.
Yeah, precisely that. I had maybe sort of 7 or 8 shots, and remember feeling very close to death in a smoky area somewhere.
Was it black Sambuca or white Sambuca?
I think it was black. Ooh. It was very aniseedy. Mm. Very aniseedy. And I just remember my throat being like a great big crusty baguette every time I was swallowing for the next 2 days.
Description.
And that's so harsh on the way out again, isn't it? It's like you're vomiting tar.
Burning.
Yeah.
Burning,
but the problem was I didn't vomit. I couldn't vomit it. I hadn't ever vomited from alcohol before at that stage.
Oh, you've got
life,
to put your fingers down your throat, Josh.
Yeah, I know. Well, I needed you guys there as my guardian angels.
We next time.
Sally would have done it for you. Open up. There we go. Have you ever been drunk on a punt in Oxford?
I've been on a punt and I've fallen in many times.
Jaundice. Did you get
shamefully,
jaundice?
I was sober. I fell in 4 times in one
that's
go.
That's stupid, Josh.
I'm really clumsy. Yeah, it was.
You should have been drinking this. This is delightful.
I know.
This is...
Yeah, I used to drink £3 stuff from Tesco, you know, as you do when you're a student, or Lambrini, right?
Now you're like doing well for yourself.
Now he's posh.
Now he's posh.
Now he's on the telly
he can afford this.
Doing his voices and that, isn't it?
Yeah, 20, you know what I mean, 20 quid for a bottle of bloody wine. Right, they'll have done this in Oxford in part of their initiation, I bet. So, Josh, hello, hi. So, you know that you're...
Who were you doing? What impression were you doing?
I was doing an interviewer going, hi.
Do you know what? Can I just butt in? Well, I remember once somebody was so posh. I was answering the phone to them when I used to work at the hospital. And she was so posh that I couldn't work out if she was posh or drunk.
Do you know what I mean, Josh?
Yeah, where you start to say like, oh, in an R. Like Jacob Rees-Mogg a bit. Like yeah. Jacob Rees-Mogg. Mm. Oh, oh, oh. Mm. And you're like,
to you. Yeah, sometimes you just think I can't work it out. You're either really like a bit stupidly posh like that, Jacob Rees-Mogg. You know, not well spoken, but just like what is that noise?
Well, I worked in a theatre. Hello, hi, in High Wycombe, Wycombe Swan Theatre, High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire, HP 13.
High Wycombe represents.
Yeah, man. I used to work at the new theatre near the White Rabbit.
There was a lot of people that would quite posh people that would book tickets there. I guess they're going to see a show on the way back from John Lewis. I know that's what posh people do
on the M40.
On the M40, and there was one woman, and my friend Fiola. Fiola is brilliant. She's Icelandic. Mjölk.
Fiola.
Mjölk. It's Icelandic for milk. And she answered the phone one day to a really posh lady, and then and this woman was being really shitty with Fiola. And Fiola said, "This was about 20 years ago." Fiola said, "The best thing I've ever heard to a posh person." Fiola went, "Excuse me, madam, why don't you try blowing your nose because it might make it easier for you to talk down it?" And then she put the phone down.
Wow.
I was like, yes, Fiola. I know. So it.
Wow. Yeah.
But then she might have been pissed. So we just don't know, do we?
No.
The woman. We don't know.
Josh. Mm.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to ask us?
Yes.
Because we're wise and old.
I'd like to know about your most embarrassing alcohol experience.
It's a good question.
I don't think this podcast's long enough, really, is it? I can't tell you mine because mine is...
I've been arrested in Israel.
Oh, you
is that good
were.
Enough?
Wow,
you
that's
were,
great.
Weren't you?
Tell me about that.
On a camel. I was on a camel. Police took me and my mate Kylie Bircher off. But we were fine. We hadn't done anything wrong, I might add. Somebody accused us of nicking the camel rider. It was about 3 a.m. The camel rider, is that what they're called?
You stole a camel?
Accused us of nicking... No, we didn't. We just got on the camel. It was 3 a.m. We'd been
it's
having...
It's like the Israeli equivalent of the traffic cone, like students in traffic cones.
We'd had a lot of vodka.
You got on a camel at 3 a.m. and they thought you were stealing it.
A man walked past with camels. You know, it's just like one of those drunken nights. We'd already had our hands on somebody else's birthday cake. It was one of those dream nights when you just, you know, in those stories you tell people and you go, oh, you had to be there. It's really like, it's too mad. But Kylie got on and I got on and we were like, let's go on the camels. That's great. That's a great idea. And then he accused us of nicking his wallet. And then we were in the police station. And all I remember is them showing me this kind of...
Did you have to identify the camel?
Showed us this bit of paper, whatever, the statement. And all I was doing was going, don't sign anything, Kylie. Don't sign anything. Because I couldn't read it. It was all in Hebrew.
Oh, God. Oh, you could have been signing
and then
your
they
life
just went,
away.
I know. Then they just went, you can go. It's fine. And then we went. And my friend Kylie, she was from Bristol. I live in Bristol now, but she was the first person I'd ever met from Bristol. And she was so Bristolian. I went and she was like, I don't know about you, Sal. But what I'm going to do, because it's about 7 a.m. by then, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit outside that little bar and I'm going to drink a bottle of vodka, which was vodka, but terrible vodka in Israel. And I had just learned how to sunbathe. I was 20 and I'd learned how to get a tan and I was so brown. I was like, I'm not wasting my time.
No.
I'm going straight back to the beach. It's 7 a.m. It's early. Let's get some rays.
Oh, Sally.
Isn't that what they call vodka in Germany? Like vodka?
I guess so. I don't even think this was vodka, to be honest.
Well, it might have been petrol or something. Vodka. Josh, have you ever been arrested? Stupid question. Stupid question.
I haven't. No, I haven't been arrested yet. But
yet? Oh, he hopes to.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I think there's who's been arrested for cool things like Simon Brodkin, or I'm sure Sacha Baron Cohen's been arrested a few times.
Yeah, they're quite cool things though, aren't they?
I mean, not for like killing someone.
That's not cool. If you were arrested, would you do an impersonation of somebody else to try and get you out of the situation?
Oh, good question, Lou.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I don't think that would
impression
I,
of
I
the
think
policeman.
I probably freeze under you know. Before the police. The problem with it as well is that I don't look like anyone else. I thought this was a problem that Alistair McGowan used to have, in that he was a brilliant impressionist. But I mean, I think Frank Skinner was like, you know, he looks very much like Alistair McGowan. And I think they did brilliant things with cosmetics for Alistair, and his show was so excellent. The big impression and all that was so good.
But I don't think you have but to, I though, think, do you? You don't have to if you've got.
I think it helps, you know. I think it makes quite a big. Maybe it doesn't. I mean, you're more relevant opinions than I am on this for 100%.
I've never thought about it ever, actually.
Some people, when they do an impression and they've got the prosthetics and a plastic nose and whatever. And I think, well, that's shit. You've ruined it for me because you don't look like the person. So I'd rather hear it like on the radio or on like, so I can use my imagination. And I do have one, Josh, sometimes. But like when you're doing your impressions now, even though I can see you, it doesn't matter that you don't look like that person. In fact, it's better for me because it's like a flip book, isn't it? Going through like, oh, who's he going to do now? And oh, God, let's guess.
You don't close your eyes. You don't close your eyes and try and imagine it's that person.
She won't do she refuses. I
never close my eyes.
I see a lot of people doing that on my shows. Maybe that's just them falling asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, Josh.
That's the insecurity, isn't it? Oh, they all hate me. Oh, God, everyone hates me. Oh, I'm so sorry I'm here, everybody. I'll give you all your money back.
I'm just going to pour another glass of this. I wasn't going to drink today as much, but I'm going in. It's cost me 20 quid. Bloody well going to down it.
So that was my drunk story, arrested in Israel. Anything else you'd like to ask us, Josh?
Well, so you're not going to tell yours, Lou?
Do you know what? There's so many. And the thing is, I have blackouts all the time. I don't remember I won't remember this conversation until I hear it back. So
sure.
I've got myself into so many different scrapes because there was one.
There we go.
Oh dear. No, I won't tell you that one. But there was another, one where me and my mate Susu, who is, oh my God, she's my danger friend. If anything bad's going to happen, it will happen with Susu. We used to work together and we were a nightmare. And there was one day I was really, really poor and I'd sellotaped all my 1p's and 2p's together into pounds. So that, and I used to carry this really heavy bag around with me because I'd quite frequently empty out my coin bottle so that we'd go drinking, but I'd sellotape the coins together. So I used to go out with these massive sellotaped stacks of coins. And there was one.
As long as you've got all the information, Jo.
You asked. Anyway, we went to this bar and it took me about 2 hours to order a drink because I couldn't get the sellotape off my coins.
Oh, they surely, they didn't just take your word for it? That, this is a pound.
No, this is in Manchester. They're like, oh, fucking hell, if you say this is a pound, I want to check it. I'm like, it's honestly, I couldn't get the sellotape off. Anyway, we met this man in the bar and we were so hammered eventually after I'd managed to unstick my 2p's. Sue went up to this bloke and went, yo, take us home. And this bloke was like, what? And she went, you look like a taxi driver. Take us home. He was like, I'm not a taxi driver. She was like, I don't care. Have you driven here? And he went, yeah. And she went, which car is it? And he went, that one. She went, right, we'll be waiting. Waiting outside.
Oh, my God.
And we got in the car with this man.
Got a lift?
Yeah.
But you got a lift, didn't
got
you?
Got a lift. Yeah. And then...
trust your instinct, Josh. Trust your instinct, Josh.
Film. Yeah. That's just the tip of the iceberg, Josh. And that's probably the only one that I'm prepared to tell you over this podcast.
Yeah, that was good, that.
Thanks, mate. Oh, thanks.
That was... yeah. And you got home fine. There wasn't any...
I can't tell you that, Josh, because I don't know. I'm alive.
Oh, you did, because you're here.
I am here.
You're here.
Yeah. 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 Do you know, if I'd have taken my sellotape 2p coins to Majestic today to pay for this wine, well...
How much have you drunk of it, Lou?
Quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, no. Because I have. And I'm worried that, I'm nice. On that.
Oh.
How much have you had, Josh?
I've had a glass and the rest of it's in my fridge.
But you've got to keep it for your girlfriend.
Well, no. Yeah, fuck her. I can go and get it.
Oh, God.
No, well, don't worry. You don't have
to.
You
I'm going to go and get
no,
it.
I'm going to ask you the final question now, Josh. It's fine. And then you'll be released back into the community and then you can enjoy your wine with
back
your girlfriend.
Back into the wild. Yeah.
So, the question I was originally going to ask you before I was rudely interrupted by Sally Ann Hayward about 25,000 minutes ago. It's absolutely fine. We got some benefit out of it.
What's she talking about?
I'm waffling today, aren't I? Sorry.
Really? Have you had coffee before this? I mean, it's
relentless,
quite intense,
isn't it?
Relentless, that's the word I'm
sorry.
Looking for.
I've been doing a lot of patchworking as well. Anyway.
Oh, there's something wrong with her when she patchworks. All right.
So, I'll show you after. So you've got a spittoon in front of you, okay, Josh? A spittoon. You'll know what one of those is because you'll have done wine tasting. And you'll have been people. You will have been with people.
In your French chateau.
Yeah, yeah. Josh. You'll have been with people that will have spat it out. And not like me and Sally, you'd have just necked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Whose spittoon would you drink?
Oh, it's gone.
Wait, wait, wait. Sorry. So, no, I'm not sure I understand
so you've got
the question.
Bucket,
yeah, you're right.
And it's got loads of bits of spit of old wine in it.
Oh, right.
Who's, yeah. Whose spittoon would you drink?
Oh, I see. Oh, gosh. How not to get oneself in trouble with this
oneself. Love the way you constructed that sentence, Josh.
Oh, gosh. Crikey.
Gosh, Josh.
Well, I mean, there are so many people that I have soft spots for whose bits I would love to drink, but in COVID times,
it's
a dangerous
point.
Game. That's an important question. Mm. Has everyone had a COVID test prior to?
Yes, everyone has. Everyone has. In fact, we're living in COVID-free times.
Okay. Like, wow, COVID-free time.
Well, when this goes out, we'll all be. We'll be fine. But you're avoiding the question, Josh. Get with it. Come on.
I am avoiding the question. Does it have to be a celebrity? Does it have to be
anybody that you
anyone?
Want?
Anybody
it could
you
be
want.
Your dog if your dog drinks wine.
I want to drink. I can't think. This is such a boring answer, but it would have to be my girlfriend's.
No,
spit.
We're not having that.
No.
You're not having that.
No. She's got so much influence over you, Josh.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah. You need to. Yeah, somebody that's been drinking beer, surely.
Who think is? Oh, what's her name? Fucking hell, she's in Mamma Mia. Who's the one? The girl in Mamma Mia. No, not Cher. Or Julie Walters. Not Julie Walters either.
Meryl Streep. No, the other one.
No, not Meryl Streep. She's younger than that.
The girl in it. Amanda.
Although that would be lovely. I can't believe I'm talking about whose spit I'd like to.
Come on, Josh, it's a very important question. There's a
Mamma Mia cast.
There's bound to be a philosophy on this somewhere.
Yeah.
Of why we would drink.
Not Amanda Seyfried.
No.
It was what's
hang
her
on,
name?
Hang on, I'm going through them.
You know who I mean.
Is it Celia Imrie? No, she's not in it.
Lily James.
Lily James. Oh,
yeah.
I bet hers tastes of Turkish delight.
I bet she's just
so weird.
She's got that kind of.
Sorry, we asked you to come on this podcast.
What do other people say when you ask?
Well,
you spit,
we've had all like, sorts.
Most people want to speak. Well, we have had all sorts. Who have we had?
Kim Jong Un. Oh no, we haven't. Mm-hmm. We had. Just throwing this in. Well, we've had so many random things. So
can't even remember.
Can't remember because we never remember the recordings until we listen.
I feel like
to
it's a bit of a boring answer to just say someone that I fancy, though, isn't it?
No,
I feel like I should have said something.
I don't think so. It just shows us the work.
But maybe like Liam Gallagher's spit, because then I'll probably get high from it or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe that's my backup.
Yeah, you'll have the spittoon.
If Lily's aren't available. Yes.
Spittoon, popper.
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Arsehole open, bang, what a night.
Yeah, 100%.
Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
No, hang on, spit or swallow.
Well, clearly I've drunk most of the bottle. It's definitely a swallow
Do you know what? I really try to do the occasional spit just to kind of give the podcast some sort of variety.
Mm. But he has chosen well.
You've done episode. Will you thank your girlfriend?
Yeah, thank your girlfriend.
I just trust a woman in the vicinity. That's
is your girlfriend royalty or something? Is she posh?
No. I love your ethos though. Trust a girl in the vicinity.
I think that's probably the safest thing to do.
She's got very good taste, Josh, because not only is she chosen this wine, she's going out with you. Boom!
Auntie Lou, old Auntie Lou.
What a lovely. And we've really lifted the tone after the spit drinking segment. And that seems like a lovely place to.
Yeah, to leave it there. Josh, in the words of Donald Trump, how would you say goodbye to us in this podcast?
Folks, it's been a bigly phenomenal, believe me. We've had a lot of great times. Such great times, believe me. No one knows what great times we've had except for me and Lou and Sally. You guys are so great. Yeah. And I would not grab you by the... let's not go there, but it's been great. Phenomenal. Share this on whatever platform you have available to you. And my face is cramping doing this, it's time to stop. Phenomenal.
Josh Berry, thank you very much.
Thank you, Josh. You've been an absolute delight. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, at gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!